Today has been a busy day, so I've hardly listened to Radio 1 at all really today. The first chance I had was when I flew in this evening after going to parents' evening at school, started cooking, and I was really dreading something jangly and ranty because I was all in a fluff, but I was very pleasantly surprised by Greg James. As part of the Relationships Week on Radio 1 this week, each presenter is bringing in a member of their family. And Greg James had his father Alan in with him, and that is not something you hear on Radio 4. There was obviously a lot of affection between them, and that was lovely. And I did enjoy Alan's very measured tones. They were a joy to listen to. The whole feature was amusing and a bit silly, but it wasn't a screechy shout fest, in great contrast to some of what I've heard in the last few days, so I enjoyed that. I'm still disappointed at the lack of any real news. To say Radio 1 is detached from current affairs is something of an understatement, but I've really learned this week, loud and clear, that it just is all about entertainment, and there's just a little token effort made to inform listeners about the world that they might be in already or are very soon going to be heading into. And that is just one reason why I will be deliriously happy to get back to Radio 4.